everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to the grocery store tour as we talk about fish. And the fish that's in your grocery store that most people talk about all the time comes down to the salmon. And the salmon can be wild or it can be farm-raised. One of the concerns that people have around farm-raised salmon is the fact that normal salmon that's like out in the water, in the ocean, in the wild, they're pink. And the reason they're pink is because they eat things like krill. If you take a bunch of those salmon and you stick them in a pen like they do in aquaculture, they're not eating krill because they can't feed them krill, and so they feed them little pellets of ground up dead fish with other things in them, and that leaves their skin an unappealing kind of grayish, and people don't want to eat that, right? They're expecting pink, so the aquaculture people make it pink. And the way they pink up their flesh is they put dyes inside the food pellets. The dyes are some version of retinol. It's the very same thing that people use when they want to do sunless skin tanning and they take pills for that. It turns your skin a nice Oompa Loompa orange. As a matter of fact, in the European Union, they have banned this chemical because if you take too much of it, it'll harm your retina. It will damage your retina. You need your retina to see. Just saying. The people here say, oh, it's not nearly enough to cause damage. And the numbers on how much you would have to take or eat, how much salmon that's dyed with retinol would you have to eat to cause damage is not really well known. Some groups are saying that if you have farm-raised salmon 3 times a week, then you won't have so much that you'll get enough retinol to damage your retinas. In any case, that's where that controversy lies. And from my reading of things, if you did have farm-raised salmon with the dye in it once or twice a week, it's going to be okay for you. It's when it gets much more frequent than that that it can become a problem. So, if you're concerned, a good solution for you is to have wild-caught salmon, because then you know that somebody hasn't spiked your fish with some chemical for no other purpose than to pink up the flesh. Listen, if you have any questions about this, just let me know. info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.